On Thursday, receiving the Irish delegation for the International Eucharistic Congress due to be held in Dublin 2012, Pope Benedict XVI had spoken of the process of modernisation and renewal of the Church in Ireland. On Friday, the Vatican issued a statement announcing that that process is now underway. The visitation of the Church in Ireland was first announced in March this year after the Pope's extraordinary meeting with Irish bishops in Rome, in the wake of the devastating findings of the Murphy and Ryan reports into the abuse of minors by members of the Church in Ireland. The visitators of the four Irish archdioceses will be Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor for Armagh, Cardinal Sean O'Malley for Dublin, Archbishop Thomas Collins for Cashel and Emily, Archbishop Terence Prendergast for Tuam, and Archbishop Timothy Dolan for the seminaries. The first phase of this visitation is scheduled to be completed by Easter 2011. The statement issued Friday is quite clear in underlining that the visitators' inquiries into the life of the Church community in Ireland will in no way interfere with the authority of local bishops. Nor will they deal with new allegations of cases of abuse which must always be reported to local church authorities and the relevant civil authorities. It is equally clear that the visitation will in no way interfere with the work of local magistrates nor the commission of investigation established by the Irish Parliament. Rather, during the first phase, the visitators will make themselves available to meet and listen to those who have been deeply wounded by abuse, beginning with the victims themselves and their families. They will also meet with the ordinaries, vicar generals, priests and lay collaborators of each archdiocese, and above all with those responsible for the Office of Protection and Prevention of Abuse at the diocesan and parish level. The aim of the visitation is to establish that the present processes dealing with cases of abuse and providing assistance to victims are effective, to identify the explicit problems within the church community in Ireland which may require assistance from the Holy See, and to establish whether the mutual relationship of the various components of the local church, seminaries and religious communities is now in place. The Apostolic Visitator for the Irish Seminaries, Archbishop Dolan of New York, will have the main task of examining all aspects of priestly formation in the island nation's five institutions, conducting one-to-one interviews with seminarians. The Holy See stresses in its statement that any man or woman who so wishes is welcome to present a written request to meet and speak with the visitator to their diocese addressed to the Apostolic Nuncio in Ireland. The visitators are expected to submit the results of their inquiries by Easter next year so they can be studied during the month of May and a plan for moving forward discussed. Then the Holy See will announce the next steps that have to be taken on the journey of renewal for the Church in Ireland. I'm Emer McCarthy.